So my head's out the window, I go where the wind blows. I hope that my tunes blow so I can buy my mama a house and get me some zeros. You get the memo? Playing hide and seek with the money like it's Nemo. Can somebody write me a check already? Got the networks like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. I'm about to take off and I don't know if you're ready. Ready, set, go, can you hear me? If you're ready, if you're ready, if you're ready, get out of bed in the morning super early. If you're trying to reach me, please don't hit my celly. Trying to focus on myself cause life is getting scary.
That's just the way life goes. Stretch from my head to toes. Wake up and smell the roses. What does the future hold?
Feels right when I'm on my own. My head's bright when I'm off my phone. I swipe right just to get my phone. She hear my song and she likes my tone. Feels right when I'm on my own. My head's bright when I'm off my phone. I swipe right just to get my phone. She hear my song and she likes my tone. Look, I just woke up, my head kinda hurts and it's feeling like a really long day. Looked at the clock and I'm running kinda late and I'm wondering if I really wanna stay. Think I lost touch of reality. Maybe I was dreaming. Or maybe it's just side of me, I don't know. Is it true or could it be? Looking at the mirror and he's looking right back at me. I'm about to put me first. Came to the world by myself and I leave by myself. I'm about to quench my thirst. Running the race and it's time I just pass someone else. That's just the way it goes. Falling like dominoes. That's just the way it goes. Stretch from my head to toes. Feels right when I'm on my own. My head's bright when I'm off my phone. I swipe right just to get my phone. She hear my song and she likes my tone. Feels right when I'm on my own. My head's bright when I'm off my phone. I swipe right just to get my phone. She hear my song and she likes my tone.
Host Janessa Williams. It's really, really nice to be back. I feel like it's been a while since I was on the podcast because I always get cheated out of the December edition because it falls over Christmas and obviously no one wants a new podcast then. So it's actually been quite a while since I was able to share new music with you, and I'm excited about the tracks I have to bring you today. We started with an artist called Monjola. The song is called Feels Right, and I don't know about you, but it really does feel right, doesn't it? There's so many interesting layers in that, and I just loved it immediately. It's so uplifting and positive, and it feels like a really nice start to a year that I know hasn't really begun in the way any of us would have wanted, but there is some hope in a new year, and the fact that we are hopefully not going to leave 2021 in the same way that we left 2020. So I feel like a song like that and that kind of vibe is a good place to start. Monjola is actually from Ireland too. I know we've been really banging on about all of the great Irish acts on Edit Radio, but most of them have sort of been in the kind of alternative or post-punk space. Acts like Fontaine's DC, New Dad, For Those I Love even. But there's a really, really exciting, excellent wave of great R&B, hip-hop and jazz coming out of Ireland at the moment too that I'm really excited to share on here. Artists like J Yellow L, Tolu McKay, even Reggie Snow, who has been knocking around for a bit but still doing some really interesting things. Ireland is the place to be, it seems. So let's get right onto it. You don't need to hear any more of me rambling. I'm going to play you two tracks now that are in a section that I don't want to say we're going to do it every month because, you know, months change, releases are different every time. But for now, we're going to call it the sample section. And this next track is one that takes what is probably, in my opinion, one of the best songs ever made and sort of sticks it on a pool lounger, basically, chills it right out. You'll know it immediately. This is Cara Marni with Trippin'.
Edit Radio.
Hi, I'm waking up daydreaming of your face. I'm rolling in and out of space. When you look at me, shyness falls away. I feel like I could tell you everything. I know what you're thinking, I'm out of my mind. Baby, I promise it's different.
I've been waiting all night to get closer, and you already know I got it for you. You know the vibe.
the things that happen in your dream. Girl, you're right where you need to be. Just don't keep me.
Was of course my Bradford Bay Zayn with Vibes. Vibes with a Z, not with an S. Get it correct, please. I'm really into that track. I know his latest album has been completely panned, but I'm actually quite enjoying it for all of its kind of inoffensive, subtle layers. People might be arguing with me about whether it truly belongs in the sample section, but I'm adamant that the 808 that uses is the exact same one that Drake uses in Feel No Ways, and I don't know if that's just because it's like a preset sample that hip-hop artists really like, or if it's an actual like sample, but either way it works for me, and it's kind of one of those things where if you use that you've basically got me already. So Zayn knows what I like and I'm good for it. I feel like, as I said, people have been very harsh about the record. I know Pitchfork called it something born of the Justin Bieber school of R&B, which I think was meant to be an insult. But I do think there is space for that kind of music that doesn't demand too much from the listener. Like, sometimes it can be really dull, but I think Zayn has actually struck quite a nice balance. And although it's not a record that's going to set anyone's world alight, I don't think that if you were a Zayn fan, you would find it particularly disappointing either. So take from that what you will. Let's move now to a Danish trio who I've recently discovered from landing in my inbox from a kind PR. I've promised this year to be a little bit better about staying on top of my PR emails and getting back to PRs and genuinely just handling my inbox a bit better. And I'm really glad I did take the time to listen to this because I had never heard of China, the band, with a H at the end, not just an A, before. I'd never heard of them. But I loved this track as soon as I heard it, and having kind of like cycled back and listened to some of their other stuff, they're a band that I'm really surprised aren't bigger, because they make a very interesting kind of, it's not quite PC music, it's not quite that out there, but it definitely is on the spectrum of sort of like glitchy pop that's like a little bit sultry but in sort of reserved ways. Very difficult to explain, so I'll just play you the track, shall I? It's called Mysterious, and yeah, I'm into it.
You're so mysterious, I bet you want it like that. Leave it to my body like I'm paralyzed, I cannot hold back. Face it, I got you running like that. I swear I won't be staring at the phone. You're so mysterious, oh, you got me running circles like that. I'm good at the lines, but I figured I don't want that back. How we keep running off and never ask. Now baby, I read you. I'm not sorry breaking. I see you recognize, but nothing comes in time. When you see me running circles, I don't mind. You beg me, I want you, but I need to go. You're so mysterious, I bet you want it like that. Leave it to my body like I'm paralyzed, I cannot hold back. Face it, I got you running like that. I swear I won't be staring at the phone. You're so mysterious. You like to see me crumble like that. I'm good at the game, but I figured I don't want that back. How we keep saying fine and never rest. Now baby, I read you.
time when you see me running circles, I don't mind. You beg me, I want you, but I need to go.
You're so mysterious, I bet you want it like that. Leave it to my body like I'm paralyzed, I cannot hold back. Face it, I got you running like that. I swear I won't be staring, I swear I won't be staring, I swear I won't be staring at the phone.
Radio.
If I don't stop. if I no stand your way.
Come on, tell it.
Make me no stand my way. Yeah. If I no pass your way.
If I no say God.
Make me no pass my
if
way.
I know, no, no.
If I no take your breath.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Make me no take my breath. If I no say
like it must be basically illegal not to smile during that song or to do a little bop in your chair or your home office or wherever it is that you find yourself. I love it so much. It makes me so happy. It is called If I Know by Nubian Twist and KOG. And that fulfills my brief today of centralising the podcast on more local acts, because Nubian Twist are a Leeds-born, London-based band. And KOG is a Ghanaian musician living in Sheffield. So tick tick for me. It's just such a beautiful, wonderful track of such glorious escapism. I feel like you would never sort of associate that with the North, but that would be more for you because you've got such an incredible jazz and experimental scene up here. And I'm really excited to hopefully bring more of that to the podcast, or if not even to the podcast, just to enjoy more of that myself, because it's such a mood lifter. It really, really is. Another, I suppose, mood-lifting thing that I've been trying to do this month is allowing myself to listen to more music that kind of captures the mood of the time. And I don't think that necessarily means listening to, you know, sad pandemic-specific songs, but definitely allowing yourself space to kind of lose yourself in lyricism that does adhere to some of the themes that bubble around our brains. And this next song definitely does that. It's by an artist called Orla Gartland, who you may know. She's been a name that's kind of been floating around for a really long time because of the whole sort of like YouTube scene. There's a cover that she did with Dodie, another artist who sort of occupies that same space and seems to be really breaking through now. They did a cover together with another artist whose name I cannot remember, which is terrible. But the cover was of Ariana Grande's God is a Woman. And I think about that cover at least three times a day because it was just so, so beautiful. So when Orla Gartland's name popped back up, I was like, yes, I'm going to pay some proper time and attention to this. And I loved the song as soon as I heard it. It's called More Like You, and it tackles that feeling that we are all totally immune to, where you become a bit obsessed with what you see on Instagram and people who look like they are absolutely sailing through life. I feel like we definitely know what that's like at the moment, those people who feel like they're, you know, not taking the pandemic seriously, or have somehow developed 12 different hobbies in a week and mastered all of them while you're crying over your underbaked banana bread. So yeah, I feel like this is a song that will speak to a lot of you. I really hope you enjoy it. It's More Like You.
Sing. Oh, I've been trying to copy every word you say. I love the way you think. You have this way of knowing it'll be okay. Oh, where'd you get that confidence from? 'Cause you wear it like a coat. All this feeling second best, it's got me by the throat. I know that I've been obsessing in the worst way. Oh, I
tell me how.
For your Valentine's Day anti-anthem. That is Scottish newcomer Alex Amore with Love Language, taken from the EP of the same name, which is very great. I really enjoyed getting stuck into that EP, and I also really enjoyed reminding myself of the kind of theory of love languages. It's really funny. So there is this idea that every single person has their own individual love language based on these kind of five core principles. So you've got words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And I spent a pretty embarrassing amount of time trying to figure out what mine is. I mean, I say embarrassing, like, what better things have any of us got to do right now? But I think I'm a words of affirmation kind of person. Like, receiving gifts is nice, but I feel like if that's your love language, I'm probably quietly judging you because that feels a little bit materialistic. But, you know, hey, you do you. They're all there for a reason. There's loads of like quizzes and things you can do online, which I think is really funny. I have stopped short of actually doing a quiz because I'm pretty sure that I'm a words of affirmation / quality time kind of person. But it's pretty interesting to look into if you've never heard of it before. I would recommend. And hey, you know, worst comes to worst, it kills 20 minutes of your day and it's kind of funny. So yeah, give it a go. We're coming towards the end of the podcast, but that doesn't mean that I don't still have three massive bangers to bring you. The next one being by The Neighbourhood. The Neighbourhood are a band who have been going for absolutely yonks. I think they're American. And you might remember their song Sweater Weather, which was pretty huge in the kind of Tumblr scene of 2013, which was right when I was at uni and should have been something I was massively into, but it seemed to just pass me by. Like, Sweater Weather to me was always just a Tumblr phrase rather than a song that I could really recall or like sing to you now. So clearly nothing of theirs really grabbed me until now. They seem to have gone a little bit glamour with their kind of approach to music, and I was really into this next track, so I thought I would play it for you now. It's called Stargazing.
Take it from the top. If I start, I just can't stop. All the patience that I got, it's not enough to save me. It's a race against the clock, but we don't wanna watch. Keep running till we're lost. Got me thinking, pull it out of park, put it in drive. I can feel your heart beating with mine. Underneath the stars, looking for a sign. Blowing in the dark till the sun shines. Made it pretty far on the first try. Might have set the bar a little too high. Started with a spark, now we're on fire. Started with a spark.
slow down. Turn around. Things were so simple ever for now, for now.
See ya, I wanna see ya, I wish you weren't so far so I could see ya, see ya.
Deceive you. That is indeed 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins, interpolated into a new track called Slow Down by American boy band Why Don't We. I heard it and I loved it immediately, and I really wondered why no one's done it before, because it just so perfectly captures that kind of Gen Z fixation on retro sounds. And I know that song is so nostalgic for so many people. I'm a really, really big sucker for the role that boy bands play in our society and the kind of theory of boy bands and everything about boy bands, really. But I think it really does get underestimated just how much power boy bands have to kind of provide the gateway to other types of music. And seeing stuff like that just makes me really happy. I wrote an article actually recently for The Guardian with the Gradston McFly and how they were my gateway band into so many guitar bands that kind of set me on a really fun path. They mentioned so many bands in interviews, and obviously I'm a 90s kid, so I had to kind of squirrel down these names in interviews and then go to the library and borrow the CD and burn it and then, you know, listen to the tracks that way. But it's so easy for kids now who have kind of grown up on roaming around streaming services and just following whatever interests them, that it's so great to see boy bands that have this sort of very like stereotypically young female fan base really being honest about the things they like too, but also like creating a space where young girls can hear all of this amazing music. It's really, really fun and nice. And I don't know, like, I don't want to like place too much meaning on what is, you know, fundamentally just a song, but I just think it's a really nice representation of where we're at. So yeah, I was glad to share it with you today. So we've come to the end of the podcast, and much like the Nubian Twist track that I played you earlier, I really wanted to leave you with something that is just going to put you in a good mood. And this song has been making me feel so, so happy this last month, thinking about all the nights out I'm going to have, all the friends I'm going to catch up with, all the good, fun, just like not pandemic at all moments that are in our future. And I'm also really happy to just hear more amazing music from women in rap and R&B, where they're not competing with each other, they're just actually having fun. I think we're doing a really good job of deconstructing this idea that there can only ever be one like rap or one woman of colour on top. And these two in particular are just smashing that left, right and centre. This is Saweetie and Doja Cat with Best Friend. I really hope you enjoy it. I will see you at the same time next month. Thank you. Bye bye.
Edit Radio.
That my best friend. She a real bad bitch, got her own money. She don't need no nigga on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.
That's my best friend. She a real bad bitch, drive her own car. She don't need no lift in a strip club. No, my girl gon' tip, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.
Beep, beep. Is that my
my bestie in a taxi. Fresh blowout, skin on town, oh, she ready. Bitch, you look good with a T at the end. I'm a hyper every time, not my motherfucking friend. She been down since the jellies and the bobos. Now me stepping out the G at my nullos. When we pull up to the scene, they be filled with jealousy. If a bitch get finicky, she gon' bring the energy. I hit a phone with a T like, bitch, guess what? All the rich ass boys wanna fuck on us. I just ass sitting up, you could look, don't touch. And I'm back bustin' bands every time we link up.
That my best friend, she a real bad bitch, got her own money. She don't need no nigga on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.
That's my best friend, she a real bad bitch, drive her own car. She don't need no lift in a strip club. No, my girl gon' tip, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.
That my best friend, if you need a freak, I ain't dumb but motherfucker, she my Tweedledee. If she ride for me, she don't need a key. If you sideways, she straighten you with me to be. And she's so bad that I just can't take that bitch nowhere. She off her fish, I said, mm-mm, don't go there. Bitch, break her back, she protect and attack. Get that strap, let them buckle, foot on neck, give no air. Whole world wanna be us. Then my main bitch, she my day one. On my way, bitch, let you get drunk to celebrate, cause we the baddest in the club. That's my best friend, she a real bad bitch, got her own money. She don't need no nigga on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.
That's my best friend, she a real bad bitch, drive her own car. She don't need no lift in a strip club. No, my girl gon' tip, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in hot. Best friend, you the baddest and you know it. Uh-oh, girl, I think our booty growing. Fuck it up, in the mirror, hit them poses. Best friends, and you motherfucking glowing. Best friends, and your wrist is like it's frozen. Uh-oh, girl, I think our booty growing. Fuck it up, in the mirror, hit them poses. Best friend, you my motherfucking soulmate.